This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, here we are, 7 after the hour.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn. We're here at your service on the 19th of June. Yep, it's Juneteenth, commemorating the day back in 1865 that Union troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, to announce that the enslaved people there were free. Free. What a word that is, isn't it? And so most black Americans who know the history of their reality have observed this day for a long time. But it didn't get to be a federal holiday until a year or two ago, right? Then I think when Joe Biden first became president.
It was a federal holiday.
Yeah. So the attention given has created celebrations that certainly have grown across the country. There are a lot of concerts today, some parades, a lot of educational programming. See, I think that's where the value is, frankly. On our city hall and here in Framingham, there's two flags flying from the mast. One of them is our flag, the United States flag, and then there's the Juneteenth flag that's flying in honor of the people who have for a long time, in lots of places around the country, not only in Galveston, there's something going on in Martha's Vineyard today on the Cape, particularly robust celebrations. It seems this year, as I look around, there's a lot of people that are marking this. Go ahead.
I keep saying 2020. It's 2021. That's when it became a federal holiday, 2021.
Yeah. So a lot of black-owned businesses are being featured around here anyway. So there are also a lot of folks. I was going to put this into our Food Farm Family segment, Jay. 53 recipes from different black chefs and cooks, from tomato recipes for pasta to watermelon salad. I think that's interesting. So, anyway, is that the way to celebrate it? I don't know. Is that denigrating to talk about black chefs and cooks and stuff?
Why would that be? I'm curious.
I don't know. I just think, you know, our minds have become so distorted by the politically correct arena that we find ourselves in. Sometimes we really don't know how to react or to act when it comes to a lot of these things. There are walks down in Fort Worth, Texas, going on today you can hear in my voice the tentativeness because I'm a little reluctant to say something that wouldn't sound right, although I've said a lot of stupid things in my life, a lot of things that were inappropriate. Why do I feel defensive about saying something regarding the history of blacks and slaves and stuff, the Jim Crow era? I remember learning about that when I was like 12 years old in junior high school. I think that we've all become so used to being called out for things that are inappropriate. I think once you learn they're inappropriate and you still do or say some of them, then maybe you're to be discounted or you're to be criticized. But I even think some of the things, like when I say I think that the Black Lives Matter movement has gone far, well, I wouldn't say far enough. I think in some circumstances it's gone too far for any number of reasons, because I think we weren't ready for the onslaught. A lot of the things, most of the things that are being brought to our attention about the history of blacks in our country and around the world are very appropriate. Should have learned them a long time ago. We should have known about them a long time ago, and we weren't, because the history books that I used when I was in school that were used by my teachers were not the real story of America. They were whitewashed, literally and figuratively. So should I be defensive about that? I didn't whitewash them. I just read them and maybe repeated some of the things that were in them that aren't accurate. But the fact that I get criticized for saying things that were said or written by others, well, you should know better. Well, how should I know better? There's no better time than a day like today to teach this stuff using the news media, the talk media, being in school instead of having a holiday. I don't know. I'm sort of flailing around, fishing around for the right way to approach this. And I must say that I don't really feel comfortable because I don't know enough. I know a lot about slavery, and I know a lot about the Civil War, and I know a lot about emancipation. But fast forward, hello, to June 19th, 2023, and sometimes I don't feel like I know what the right thing to say is or what the right feeling for me to emote or to describe, because I'm be damned if I do and damned if I don't, because sometimes I just say things and I find them stepping in it and I don't know that I'm stepping in it. And I don't even know why sometimes after I'm told that I'm stepping in it. Well, why? What is there about that? Am I being insensitive because I don't get it? It's not my history. It's the history of others that I perhaps should know more about. And I shouldn't probably say it is my history. It's the history of our country, history of the world. Slavery has been a part of the human existence for tens of thousands of years. Not just
and
here,
there's still psychological slavery going on. Listen to you right now. Listen to you. You're flailing all over the place.
I
love you, and I know that you come from a good spot, but I think we are getting into a place where we are entirely too concerned about every little
the
thing
right
that
word
comes out
phrase.
Of our mouth. And
right.
So as long as you are taking the time to learn people's stories, as long as you are coming from an empathetic spot, as long as you are coming to the world with an open heart, I think we all just need to give each other a little bit of grace, because everybody comes from a different walk. No matter what color your skin is, everybody has had their own set of experiences. And so, I don't know, I hate to see people flailing around looking for the right words because everybody's so worried about offending other people.
Right.
Because that doesn't bring an honest conversation. That makes you super worried about what you're saying, and you're never going to listen to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So approach life with an open heart, and away we go.
Yeah. All in all, I think we're better off because of our experience and our focus on it. But I'm a pretty mature guy. I've lived a great life to this point. I have been exposed to lots of different things in lots of different places, lots of different kinds of thought, certainly lots of different people. And as you know, I do not embrace one particular philosophy, if you will, and say, that's right, I'll tell you what I think. That doesn't mean that it's right for you. So make up your own mind. I was wondering whether this would show up on our talk radio countdown show. Will June the 19th show up as a story that will be... Huh? You think it will or not?
Yeah, I think so for the end of this week, Juneteenth, for sure.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And if it's not, then we'll add it in.
Well, I think it's appropriate, for sure. I was just looking at some of the stories that we talked about last week. Certainly more, I don't know, has it gone flat, the Trump arraignment discussion? I haven't heard a damn thing about it all weekend.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
You must not be listening hard enough, because, people are still talking about it.
But who was talking about it? The same olds with the same old point of view?
Oh,
or is there something new?
I was listening over the weekend to someone who said, if Trump becomes president again, can we ever trust him with another piece of classified information?
Like, oh, good grief.
That's not the issue. That's nonsense. But then there's a lot of that stuff going on with some of these characters running in the presidential race. What I think is so important, and it maybe has a tie into Juneteenth, is the immigration situation and how the people that are coming into this country, where they're going and what they're doing and how it's being handled. See, I think that's really a very important thing. You know what I didn't ask you when we were doing this on Friday? The Adam Schiff censure attempt. Mm-hmm. I didn't really even understand. I don't like him, so I kind of don't pay attention to anything that's written about him. I suppose maybe that's not very open-minded of me, but I just don't like the guy. He comes from Framingham, as a matter of fact.
Well, he's awful. He's my congressman, and he's lied to us.
What is okay? So, what's the censure about? What was
so
that about?
It was because he, you know, he cost the country millions of dollars with the Russia investigation because he lied and said that he had seen evidence that Trump was colluding with Russia in the 2016
election.
It's so
hard. He's got such a thing for Trump. He's
such
not
a thing.
Objective.
And so now that all the reports are done, and the reports came out and said there was no evidence, that the only evidence there was made up by the FBI. Yeah. The push by Adam Schiff ended up costing people a lot of money. I mean, millions of dollars in waste just to go after these fake claims. And so they wanted to censure him. They already removed him from Intel because...
Who started that censure movement?
It was Representative Luna, a Republican from Florida, wanted to censure him. But she also attached with it a $15 million fine or something like that to pay for half of some of the committee stuff that he did.
Yeah.
And so they voted it through, and 20 Republicans voted to save Adam Schiff. And so there have been a lot of people in the Republican Party who are upset at those 20 congressional representatives. I talked to two of them who are in the local district that I serve with my show.
Yeah.
In the mornings in L.A., and both of them said they didn't think that it was constitutional to vote to censure him with the fine.
Mm.
So they're going to work on a clean censure without the fine, I guess, this week, and that'll have the support of the rest of Republicans.
Speaking of Los Angeles, this whole business with the U.S. Open and what's happened to the PGA and the Saudis, apparently there were not a lot of tickets in comparison to what has been sold prior, you know, the U.S. Open in prior years as it returned to L.A. What do you hear? What's the scuttlebutt about the country club, the L.A. country club, and what they were experiencing or what they thought they were going to experience and what they didn't experience with these disappointing crowds? Is it just a reaction? One wonders. I would think it would be. I would think I'd see those damn Saudis getting involved in all this stuff, corrupting things, including the PGA. And
yeah,
maybe this was the reaction to it, right? Aren't people fed up with knowing the Saudis aren't our friends, even though we've been told by many of our leaders, oh, yeah, they're great? No, they aren't. They're not our friends any more than the Chinese aren't our friends.
Well, it's really interesting because they must know something, because every president vows to go be hard on the Saudis and they never do. So,
right.
You
in
know,
that book
like space
that they pass
aliens.
On.
We'll tell you everything until they don't.
Yeah, you don't tell us anything. Yeah. All right. 18 after on Good Day.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Some celebrity news, trending news. It isn't often that you see a Kardashian in the focus and you don't stop and go back and say, okay, who's this about and what is it about? So Courtney is in focus because of a new big announcement that has been made. So if you're a fan of Kourtney Kardashian and you haven't heard the announcement, we'll have it right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, what's next in the life of Kourtney Kardashian, you ask? Okay, she's pregnant. Da-da-da-da-da-dun. And the fact that she's married to Travis Barker, who's a drummer in that group that was just playing there, she held up a sign during her Bose concert. And so people on social media used the sign, and basically, apparently, it was a surprise to her husband as well.
It was not. Absolutely not. There, yeah. Really? But that's what a lot of people are saying.
No, you're pregnant. Whoa, yeah.
A lot of people are saying that it was staged. Her announcement to Travis was staged and all of this stuff. This wasn't her announcement to him. This was their announcement to the world.
Everybody.
This was their pregnancy announcement for, like, on public domain, kind of, in a way. But the sign she held up that says, Travis, I'm pregnant, that was also a scene taken from a music video from Blink 182 where there was a woman holding up a sign that says, Travis, I'm pregnant. So it was taken straight from that. She has a visible baby bump. And they have been very open about their struggles
in trying to get pregnant. And most people, not everybody, I don't want to put anyone in a box, but most people who have troubles getting pregnant, they do not announce their pregnancy until they have entered their second trimester.
What's her problem? She couldn't conceive, or her sperm's no good, or what?
I think maybe her age or something. She, because they both have children. 44. They both already have children, and just she was having a lot of troubles this time around.
Hmm. She wanted to have a baby with this guy.
Yeah.
How many babies?
Yeah,
how many children
does
she
have?
She has seven?
No. Well, between the two of them.
Oh.
This will be baby number seven between their blended family. She has three with her former partner, Scott Disick. And then Travis Barker has three.
Hmm. All right. Whoopee. Another Kardashian in the world. That's what we need, right? They're all worth about $182 billion, so they need to have more people to share in their wealth. This is like Succession, in a manner of speaking, right? Who's the next Kardashian to be pregnant so they can pass on all the money that they keep making? They've made billions. The Kardashians among the richest families in the country, and it's all been built out of nothing. Like thin air. Thanks to Ryan Seacrest, they have a, he decided, okay, let's do something with this family story. And so that's how it began on E!
Well,
Entertainment.
Clearly it works.
Oh, my God. And he gets a piece of everything, which is even the smarter thing, the smarter angle, right, under the circumstances. So, good. All right, well, congratulations to the Kardashians. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A violent weekend has left at least 5 people dead and dozens injured in shootings across the country. More than 20 people were shot, one fatally in a shooting at a gathering near Chicago, Illinois. Other shootings claim victims in Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania, where a state trooper was killed during an attack on a state police barracks. President Biden is in Northern California this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a 3-day trip to the Bay Area. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today when he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate projects. He's expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. The NBA draft is this week in New York. It's taking place Thursday at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn. The San Antonio Spurs hold the number 1 pick. Lance Pryde, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello?
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Stand by for news, first, fast and factual and incredible on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner will be joined by Maria Trilogy, our favorite resident astrologer, because this is summer solstice week, the beginning of summer, summertime, which begins, and she's going to not confuse you. Well, a lot of people say to me she is confusing because she's so full of information. She knows her stuff so well. So listen carefully as we blend from those of you who are Geminis, which is basically most of the month of, it starts in May and then into June, but now we're moving into the Cancer astrological month. And so we'll find out what that has to do with anything, especially the summer solstice and Richard Chamberlain. How about that? How many people? She'll remember Richard. Do you know who Richard Chamberlain is, Jay?
I know the name, but for some reason I cannot think of the face.
Here's the test. James, do you know who Richard Chamberlain is?
I'm in the same boat as Jay. I know the name. I don't know, like, a face or what he's known for.
He was known, actually, he came onto the scene playing a doctor named young Dr. Kildare back in the 1960s. And then he starred in lots and lots of different television episodic adventures. We used to have a lot of those things with big actors. They'd be shows that would go on for 10 episodes, but they'd do them one night after another. And he was in one of the first ones. I forget now exactly what the name of it was, but it was a big to-do. Anyway, he's around, and he looks fabulous for somebody who's 86. As I'm doing my clickbait stuff, Jay, looking at things, I'm like, oh, how do they look now?
Mm-hmm.
And then I came across him and remembered all of the good. He gave a lot of people a lot of pleasure, a lot of great TV. Today, we celebrate something happened over the weekend in London that was really quite remarkable. In the South Borough, this is one of the parts of South London, you know, they're different. It's East London, South London, West London, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in one of the boroughs, a construction worker uncovered a mausoleum, an old Russian mausoleum containing some amazing mosaics. This is a very rare discovery. I suppose this would be in the good news department. The London Archaeological Museum is doing the excavating. You know, a lot of times when you go digging around, you find coins and pottery and tiles and that kind of stuff.
Anything you find, it's pretty damaged.
Yeah, right. So they didn't find any coffins, but they found 80 Roman burials. This was for, again, going back to when the Romans controlled most of Europe and England. That's when all the aqueducts were built, that sort of thing. So it goes back thousands of years. And the people who were the wealthiest at that time in England, in London, were buried in this mausoleum. That's why they found all these buried treasures and things with it. Pretty amazing. So the developer who owns the site, can you imagine what they're going to put up there? They've done a lot of... London has been growing and changing since World War II. I remember being there in 1966, and it was only 20 years after the war, and you could still see lots of remnants of the war. Buildings that were destroyed, hadn't been rebuilt yet, that sort of thing. It was pretty eerie, but it was a great lesson in understanding what the Brits went through during World War II. Something that we certainly don't want anybody. Hopefully we've learned our lessons. We wonder sometimes. Speaking about learning our lessons, there are three men from New Hampshire who have been charged with conspiring to intimidate journalists. This is something going on now all over the place. These people happen to have worked for NPR, but it's happening way too much. And it's the reason for some legislation that has been filed in the House of Representatives, and it's getting a lot of support, frankly, to protect journalists. The thing that I'm going to have a problem with the legislation is how do you define who is a real journalist? All these people that run around and say, oh, I'm a social media journalist. No, No. A person who's a journalist makes his or her living, and people can tell you on social media, wow, yeah, I make my living doing that.
Mm-hmm. Nah. They go and get the story. They're not repeating other people's stories.
Right, exactly. Yep. And the stories are, there are lots of great stories, frankly, that get uncovered every day by, we don't have as many real journalists as we used to. I grew up in a period when journalism meant investigating, digging, finding. And we have much less of that now. More, as you said, these people, all these newscasts now, the local news is everywhere because it's cheap to do a news program. And they just repeat everything that comes from the network or they see on social media. There's nothing fresh unless it's a fire or if it bleeds, it leads. That's it. There's no real investigating in many places. Once in a while, you see a good newspaper investigative story or a good television. We don't do it on the radio anymore. We used to do a lot of it. We don't do it anymore. I'd like to think that the things that we do here is a balance here investigatively And so I think that you can uncover a lot of things, but you got to start someplace with a thread of an idea, with somebody saying, "Hey, what about this? What do you know about this?" And then, "I don't know, but let me look into it." You know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's something. I think this would be an interesting bill as it gets through the House to protect journalists, because a lot of them are under attack for various reasons. 41 after the hour, Maria Trilogy joining us in a few minutes. Right now I want to remind you about how you can make your body the best it can be by using Balance 7. Balance 7 will tune up your immune system. It'll make your gut feel stronger and better because, let's face it, as you've grown, you've probably had too much coffee. You've probably had maybe a little too much alcohol. You've probably had maybe a little too much fast food. And that makes your body acidic. Every disease known to man happens because your body is acidic. It needs to be alkaline, or at least balanced. That's what the Balance 7 is all about. There are 14 numbers on the balance scale, alkalinity and acidity, and you want to be right in the middle. That's why it's called Balance 7. Hello. So if you don't like the way you feel, you've been noticing a lot of discomfort, I would suggest that you get on the phone and call this number right now while you're thinking about it. The number for Balance 7 is 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug. And when you order a gallon, and that doesn't, you know, it's, I think it's four bottles of Balance 7, you're going to get a product called My Smooth Skin, which is like Balance 7 for your outside. It's great for your skin, does the same thing on the outside of your body as Balance 7 does on the inside. So check that out, too. Dial up Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug. Get $15 off your order. And this My Smooth Skin, you will be thanking me. You don't have to. I just want you to be better and live your best. That opportunity comes when you call 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
All right, here we are at 43 and change at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So every month as we transition from one astrological period to another, Maria Trilogy joins us to talk about the significance, in this case, of us moving out of the month of Gemini into the month of Cancer. The transition actually occurs with the beginning of summer, or pretty doggone close to it. So, without getting into the weeds too much, because you probably heard what I said a few minutes ago, oftentimes listening to you, I get the results of what happens, but I don't always necessarily understand. It's kind of like sausage. You don't want to know how it's made, just like the way it tastes. So, you think that's funny? It is kind of cute.
Yes, it is funny. Right.
Especially aimed at someone like you, who's such a good cook. I will tell you, the benefit I have had as a friend of Maria's for many years, the benefit of some of her great meals, and not only is she a fabulous astrologer, she's a great cook. And some of the things that I have enjoyed, some of the things that you've put together, are all good Italian meals, because you are, of all the Italians I know, you're the most Italian.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Well, I am. I am Italian. I am Italian on both sides.
Yeah, I know you are. It's like
both
through and through.
Parents. I know.
Okay, let's get to the summer solstice. Right. What's going to happen?
Okay, summer solstice, which actually is on Wednesday, June the 21st, and that's the exact day that the sun will transition to what we know to be the sign of Cancer. Now, Cancer...
Does the sun really move? Wait a minute. Oh, the sun's not moving. It's we move around the sun.
Yes, yes.
Right?
We move around the sun. That is so true.
Okay.
And we're moving towards mid-year. That's why the summer solstice date is called the longest day of the year. And then, of course, things start moving in the other direction. However, the month of July is always, it's just, to me, a celebration time. You know, this is when the kids are out of school, the families are gathering. This is when we're really, you know, working in the garden. This is when we're getting together to celebrate, you know, each other. Cancer is called the mother of the whole zodiac. So it is all about the mothering, nurturing. And so that's what we would like to focus on. I mean, there's a lot going on, we know, in the world today. And what we do want to do is make sure we are gathering. We are doing those things that will bring us the nurturing.
How do we ensure ourselves? How do we do that? How do we get, practically speaking, into that mode?
Well, you get in the mode by realizing the importance of it, first and foremost, and make those calls and do your little barbecues or wherever. I know Doug has a farm that really gathers people, and whenever I see that on Facebook, that's what I think about, that this is the time to do that, even with your whatever animals you have around. Let's get everybody. You know, I was thinking this morning before coming on the air, there's that song, Love One Another Right Now.
Yep.
And I thought, wow, I love that song, and it is so true. And the other thing that is happening is we can do this on a budget. We have two planets, two important planets right now, transiting in the sign of Taurus. And Taurus is all about being practical. How can we do the things we want to do when we're living in a world where there's inflation and all that to think about? Think about Cancer, the mother, Taurus, the practical, and bring those two together to think about it, to focus on, to do the research. You know, that's what a mom does.
Yeah.
So if we were to do that totally and completely, we would see that we can do it. We can enjoy. We can gather. We can share whatever love we have. And one more thing very quickly. There's a big full moon coming up on July the 3rd, the day before we celebrate the 4th of July. So make sure all your plans are well prepared as much as you can, because a full moon this close to a big celebration time, it's important to understand what that means. And it means get together with what you need and do it in a practical way.
All right. How do people find you? How do we get to you for good reading?
Okay, you get to me by smbworks@earthlink.net. That's my best email. You can just jump in there and ask me any questions. I will just so welcome that.
All right. Maria Trilogy here on Good Day at 10 before the hour, actually.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This Monday, the 19th of June, with Movie Moments, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Movie theme from The Flash. All right, how is this doing? Let's look at box office. Well, this is a holiday, so does box office total stuff have to wait until tomorrow, really?
No, because it's a big story. That is a theme to the theatrical version of The Flash, which just hit theaters this weekend. You know, Doug, when I was a kid, I remember Johnny Carson once saying on The Tonight Show, if a tree fell in the forest and nobody was there to hear it, does it make a sound? And I got to tell you, I've been doing this with you for a long time.
Yep.
The box office performance of this movie, which at one time was tracking at around $130 million, then it went to 75. Flash opens to $55 million, which to me is perplexing, surprising, which means it's only
people have said they had enough of this stuff.
But here's the thing: what is? I went to see this. It's like people are watching two different movies.
Really,
this movie screened at CinemaCon 2 months ago, or in April, right? And studios rarely ever do that. CinemaCon is 4,000 theater owners and a lot of bloggers. They screened it openly because they believed they had a terrific product on their hand. James Gunn, who took over Warner Brothers DC, who did the Guardian of the Galaxy movies over at Marvel, said, in his opinion, it's one of the best superhero movies ever made. Tom Cruise privately screened it. He gave a Twitter reaction, called the director personally, said, this movie's awesome, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of expectation when people went to the theater. I've seen this movie twice because we booked it at the theater I'm involved in. I think, despite a few flaws, I think it's very entertaining.
Really?
I think Michael Keaton, 31 years after the fact, coming back
as cool.
Batman. is awesome. All his scenes are awesome. He's worth the price of admission alone. Ezra Miller, I guess, is a very divisive. I'm not. He obviously off screen clearly has issues, but on screen he's a very quirky.
Is Gary Oldman still in the? Is still?
No, that's the. That's another interpretation of that. It's the Chris Nolan Batman movies that Gary Oldman.
But that's a lot of different Batman show up. How many different Batman have there been?
This is a very entertaining movie with a lot of good moments. Yet, and it was highly marketed, a lot of publicity, yet people simply didn't show up. And the question is, why? Is it Ezra Miller factor turned them off? Is it superhero burnout? Do they not want to, are they very selective about what they see in theaters? And a lot of people just didn't go see this. This is a head scratcher for me. If you gave me $1,000 2 months ago and said, will this movie over under $100 million opening weekend? I would have easily bet the over. And I was completely wrong. And a lot of people in the industry are perplexed.
I think you're too close to it, frankly. I think
Here's the thing. If you think about in the last four big movies, Fast X, I'm talking domestically, underperformed big. Transformers, Rise of the Beast, underperformed. This movie, way underperformed. Indiana Jones, June 30th, it's tracking way underperforming. That's not good for the industry or theaters. It's just
but
not.
You keep going. You're like, you sound like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Some days you think, hey, it's great. Look at how wonderfully well that movie did.
Some movies are awesome. Some movies are hitting good and have legs.
Well, so you can't figure everything out.
There's a lot that are not, though.
I'll be upset if Indiana Jones doesn't do well because I think it's the kind of movie that I want to go see. So I always get upset if something isn't good that affects me. And you are younger, next generation under me, so you look at it, you know, a little differently in terms of the movies you like. Yeah,
there's a lot of people on YouTube that bloggers, right? I click on and watch. There's about 25% of them that are on there full time, just trying to destroy the film industry.
Like, because they're a-holes. Why would you pay any attention? Who other a-holes pay attention to them? And that's all who pay attention to them. They're a-holes.
Yeah,
so you just consider the source.
You didn't have this 30 years ago. It's a toxic environment.
Social media has ruined our lives in many respects. It just has. And people keep, I'm going to look at this on my device. Screw the device and screw them. How's that for being?
I like that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Jeff, Blake Lively has a new movie. It Ends With Us. We're trying to get it done, but they can't because of the writer's strike.
It's problematic.
Push that movie back. How do you like her? You think she's good?
I like her.
Yeah. Interesting. Who's she married to?
I like that movie, The Shallows, the shark movie she did. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. All right, anyway, there's Blake Lively, and there's Chuck Curry, and I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour here on the Good Day program.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.